If you could save yourself, you'd save us all.
Save yourselves, folks. That's the suggestion from Lawrence Tribe earlier this morning, that the Constitution can't really provide a path out of the federal debt ceiling mess. Joining us now, Todd Zwillick, Takeaway Washington correspondent, with the politics of all this. And it really began on Friday, Todd, when the talks broke down. There were multiple sort of breaking story news conferences. And then through the weekend, what happened?
Well, through the weekend, more meetings, as you can imagine, leaders back to the White House, Democrats back to the White House last night. And then emerging from a weekend of talks, recriminations, politicking, blame, John, essentially over the weekend, to this. Monday morning, coming into another session of Congress here with competing plans coming from Speaker John Boehner in the House and Majority Leader Harry Reid in the Senate. The president has now said, guys, it's up to you. Congress needs to send me something that you all can agree on and that I can sign, and that's how we're going to get this thing done. That doesn't mean the White House isn't involved in the discussions, but this is primarily coming from Boehner and Reid. And here are the two plans. John Boehner looks like, some of the details are sketchy, but John Boehner looks like he's going to forward a plan that's really based in many ways on cut, cap, and balance, which is the indelible Republican position.
Now, cutting, let's just remind people what that is. It's big cuts. It's a cap. What's the cap part?
A cap on discretionary spending, a cap on government spending into the future, limiting spending to a certain percentage
of the economy. That's the entitlements piece right there. That sort of deals irrevocably with the entitlements. And then the last piece is the constitutional amendment part.
That's right. Now, for the most part, John, I should say the caps on discretionary spending, not on entitlements necessarily.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's right. Which is in some way an easier thing to do, even though no Democrats support that bill. Three or four do, but that's about it. But this is a sort of a pared-down version of that. John Boehner suggesting that he's going to bring this in two slices, a $900 billion or so increase in the debt limit paired with some immediate spending cuts around $1.2 trillion, then another $1.6 trillion, which is what Republicans would want, but they would have to appoint, get ready for it now, a commission of members of Congress to come up with where the extra spending cut should come from. Now, here's why the White House and Democrats hate this plan. That part I said about two slices. The first debt increase under Boehner's plan only gets you to next winter, which means we have to have this fight again before the election. And that is the one thing that the president says he will not sign.
All right, let's do some translation here then. We had everybody talking over the weekend, and we'll begin with the William Daley, White House Chief of Staff. He was on CBS's Face the Nation. Listen to this.
The president's position is, yes, let's move forward. If there's two steps, fine. But do not have a step in the second part that lets the political system once again show its dysfunction.
Now, let me try this translation on for size with you, Todd. That's William Daley saying, all right, two steps works for us if it's a real significant solution to the debt problem. It doesn't work for us if we have to repeat this drama, that much closer to the election.
That's pretty much correct. And he's also saying two steps is fine if there are automatic mechanisms, automatic triggers that sort of remove some of these spending cut fights and debt limit fights from the congressional, presidential, political sphere. The White House clearly does not want to refight this before the election. There's a couple reasons why. They think it's unhealthy for the economy, unhealthy for the markets to go through this again. And let's be frank, they don't want to have a political fight about debt and the economy any more than they have to before the election. It's already going to be about jobs. They don't want to fight about mounting national debt and increasing the debt limit yet again. The president tends to own that issue, and he doesn't want to. He wants to do this once.
All right. So the president has made a gamble based on what you've said there. He's gambling that if he just sort of washes his hands of this kind of and says, okay, you guys come up with a plan, and you, as you said, Reid and Boehner are both coming up with their respective plans, and we'll see where that goes. The Republicans are also making a gamble, and it's stated right here by House Speaker John Boehner on Fox News Sunday. Listen.
There was never any plan from the White House. The whole plan came from us. We laid out the framework, and at some point, they've got to lay their cards on the table.
Now, it seems like Boehner's betting that the American people are going to be sympathetic with his view that, all right, we're doing all the work here.
He may be betting on that. I think he's also betting on a perception the public may have that cutting spending is the right thing to do now, and nobody likes to hear taxes going up. And that's been the main thrust of the Republican messaging against the White House. I don't know that the public is too concerned with who's put plans on the table and who hasn't, who's playing rope-a-dope and who isn't. The truth is that the White House has put forward a lot of numbers. Have they put forward a comprehensive debt plan? They have not. The Republicans certainly have, and that is frustrating to Republicans. There's no doubt about that. But the White House has countered with many, many different proposals to cut spending and to raise the debt limit over the course of this. It hasn't been the kind of full package deal that Boehner's talking about.
And it always, in the case of the White House plans, includes the principle that there will be some revenue increases, be they cutting
That's
of loopholes
right.
or actually raised increased taxes. Well, before we go, Todd, you want to hear the voice of a scared Republican?
Sure.
It sounds to me like even though there's this irredentist kind of unchangeable sort of faction of so-called Tea Party lawmakers in the House who seem to be willing to push this all the way over the precipice, it seems like some other Republicans are really, really worried how this is going to look back in their home districts or home states, in the case of Senator Tom Coburn from Oklahoma.
The problem is we're spending way too much money. And it's not hard to cut it without hurting entitlement benefits.
So he's concerned that ultimately the deal is going to become a cut in entitlement benefits that then becomes the issue in the 2012 election.
Tom Coburn has been sort of the heretic of the conservative movement. He has stronger conservative bona fides than almost anyone in Congress, but has said there's no way to do this in the long run without raising revenue. That's earned him a lot of enemies on the right, John. But he's sort of speaking in a way about the Reid plan, which we haven't talked about quickly. Reid has said $2.7 trillion in cuts in exchange for $2.7 trillion in a debt limit increase. No new revenues. Republicans, you get what you want, but no cuts in entitlements. And what that does is gets us through the election. And then guess what? Medicare and Social Security versus taxes in 2012. That's the Reid plan.
He takes taxes off the table. Is that a Democratic concession, Todd, quickly?
Off the table. No new revenues. It sure is.
Todd Zwillick, Takeaway Washington correspondent, on the debt ceiling negotiations. Are they going somewhere? We'll see.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here? And maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.